For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Who had on their Dolphins bingo card this season Tyreek Hill appearing live on CNN with Caitlin Collins to be talking about how he got detained before a game? He did a good job on CNN. Here's my take on the whole situation, and we can ask Appel, we can ask Aronde. You know, we watched, I'm assuming everyone's seen the police footage by now. As far as I'm concerned, he complied with the officer. He pulled over. He didn't make them give chase. He pulled over. He gave them his driver's license. And then he wanted to roll his window up, which, by the way, I would do on a hot Florida day. Secondly, if there were people around starting to take my picture, which was happening, I would want to roll my window up as well so I don't become tabloid fodder. I'm not telling you Tyreek Hill's an angel. I think he'd be the first one to tell you that he's not. But in my mind, the cops escalated a situation that didn't need to be escalated. They had his license. They could write him the infractions that they ended up writing. They weren't citing him for reckless driving. It was careless driving. We talked, what the ticket wizard yesterday told us. That's a traffic infraction. If it was reckless driving, that's a criminal charge. Wasn't that? And it was a little much for me. I thought it was way overboard and way out of line, not necessary. This wasn't 2 a.m. in, back neighborhood Circle K where something shady's going on. It's outside the stadium in the middle of the day, and they're there. By the way, they're there for traffic. Like, they're not there to investigate some armed robbery that just happened. They're there for traffic. So settle down. I read a tweet from a former police officer, a New York City cop, Angel Masonette, if anybody follows him on Twitter, retired New York PD. He says, my thoughts on the Tyreek Hill arrest/detention. As a police officer, half the battle is de-escalation. Write the summons. You're walking away from the vehicle. Who cares if he puts his window up? You have his ID. It's not our job to teach grown people manners. Being rude isn't a crime. Yo, man, sweet ride. Why were you driving so fast? Slow down. Have a good game. I've let bona fide criminals that I had locked up in the past go for similar violations. Should you follow a lawful order when stopped? Yes. But there were plenty of opportunities to squash this. His friend pulls over to see what's going on. Why are you so aggressive with him? Your friend is being detained. Please keep driving. It's unsafe to park here. There are enough legitimate criminals out there that we have to worry about. These police officers were unprofessional, in my opinion. That's former New York police officer. And I saw today, the Miami PD, the chief of police for the Miami PD. Now, understand, the Miami PD was not involved in this. But the Miami PD released a statement. The body-worn camera footage depicting the interaction between members of the Miami-Dade police and Mr. Hill is hard to watch. But it's a reminder that we must always strive to do better. Despite no city of Miami police involvement, I pray we can move forward and use this incident to forge a stronger partnership between our professional athletes, the community, and the brave men and women who are sworn to protect us all. When we work together, we all win. That's Chief of Police Manuel Morales. And I would just say on that line of thinking, I thought Tyreek Hill on CNN last night, he was like, yeah, it'd be great if we can turn this into a positive. He's like, I'm talking to my wife. I want to make this a positive, because I respect most people in law enforcement, know that they have a tough job. By the way, I've talked about this on this radio show a million times. I watch OP live every Friday and Saturday night. You guys make fun of me, but I sit down. We watch live police departments. It's like Sunday Ticket for police departments across the country. My wife and I watch it. I have such a greater appreciation of police than I've ever had after watching this show for a year. They have to deal with some of the worst crap that you would never want to deal with. I mean, just awful and monotonous stuff. Half the time, you know, they're babysitters to adults who are acting like children. I've got all the respect in the world for that because it's hard to control your anger. I watch it on TV. I get angry. So I get it. But I also marvel when I'm watching that show at just how well most of those cops do in de-escalating situations that could go awry. And that cop did not de-escalate. He escalated. That's my only issue. Like, I can look at that pretty clearly in my mind. Tyreek Hill was pulled over. He pulled over. He was asked to give his license. He gave his license. But he wasn't friendly enough for one cop. And so that cop wanted to big man him. Put your window down. I don't want to put my window down. Put your window down. And then the other guy, and then the way that they took him to the ground. I mean, it was just silly on their part. Like, it was so unnecessary and so unprovoked. Sorry if he wasn't being the nicest guy in the world to you. But you know what? He was going to do something that was pretty important to him. Anytime you get pulled over, anyone, it's a pain in the ass. You don't have to be nice. You should be respectful. But you don't have to thank someone. And by the way, Tyreek Hill, at the end of that police footage, thank them. Thank them. So for me, cop escalated that. One cop escalated that. Unfortunate. Because I thought that was ugly to watch.
It's why I know these issues can be so divisive, and then the footage is released, and it appears in our society like everybody kind of has drawn a line in the sand of where they're going to stand on this, no matter what the context is. But Hawk, I mean, I think anybody who respects the jobs on a daily basis that officers do, as you just mentioned, can also look at this situation specifically and acknowledge this could have all been avoided. Period. Yeah. This could have all been avoided. It doesn't
write
mean
the citations.
Right. And
that's it. Go about your business. You did your job. Write them the citations. I mean, the way that the cop just ran over there and yanked him out of the car, and then, you know, he's trying to sit down. And listen, is he taking his own sweet time sitting down? Maybe. Who gives a bleep? Who gives a bleep? That, like, what is that cop doing? So Tyreek's not sitting down fast enough for the cop that's running over from the side. It's like, okay, he's not sitting down fast enough for you, so you're going to show, because he's in cuffs, that you're in command of the situation. You're pretty well in command of the situation. He's in cuffs. You have his ID.
By the way, at the end of the day, he was charged with going 60 miles per hour, careless driving, and not wearing a seatbelt. Right. You would like to imagine in an instance where anybody was pulled over going 60 in a 45, 55, whatever it is, and not wearing a seatbelt, it doesn't result because you weren't as kind as the officers wanted you to be.
Right,
and
as compliant.
Face down on the pavement, yeah, outside of your workplace.
They escalated that. I'm sorry. It's pretty obvious. They escalated it. Period, end of story.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.